Robberies at a string of NFL and NBA athletes' homes have generated headlines lately, and now the FBI says they're part of an international crime ring. NPR's Bill Chappell has been following the story and joins us now. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Scott.
So tell us about the developments in these cases.
So in a new court case in Florida, seven Chilean men are now facing federal charges. An FBI affidavit alleges the men have been working together to steal jewelry and luxury items from high-end homes. They're charged with conspiring to transport stolen items across state lines from early October into December.
I mean, we're talking about thefts of high-profile athletes' homes. We're talking about international crime rings. This has gotten a lot of attention, but how many cases are we talking about here?
So the FBI says there were six cases where pro athletes had their homes broken into when they were out, often playing at games. The affidavit doesn't say their names, but the information lines up with stars like Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes and Cincinnati's Joe Burrow. It also mentions players from the Memphis Grizzlies and the Milwaukee Bucks. In all, they say the stolen goods and cash adds up to millions of dollars.
Some of the people arrested were already facing other charges. Tell us what we know about them.
Right. So some of that's from the Ohio case with Joe Burrow. There are state and federal charges against four guys there. The FBI says there's a pattern in what they call a South American theft group, where thieves have been breaking into these houses in a coordinated way around the country. Law enforcement agencies said they often came into the U.S. illegally or overstayed their visas, discussing the suspects. And the FBI says they usually rent a car in Florida, use a fake ID, go through temporary phone accounts, and then drive to a home of an athlete and break in. They usually take only high-value items like Rolex watches, jewelry, and Louis Vuitton suitcases.
How has Chile responded to this news?
So it's taking it very seriously, especially because Chile is the only country in South America that has special access for people to visit the U.S. under what's called the Visa Waiver Program. In the past few years, state and federal officials have been saying foreign criminals are abusing the program. And in 2023, those concerns led to the U.S. and Chile signing a new information sharing agreement. I asked the Chilean embassy about this case and the new case in Florida, and they said, you know, as of last September, Homeland Security in the U.S. has been able to get real-time criminal records of anyone applying for travel for the U.S. under this program. They say more Chileans with criminal backgrounds are being denied travel privileges to the U.S. because of that.
Interesting. That is NPR's Bill Chappell. Thank you so much.
Sure thing. Thank you.